Good morning, Mr. Thomas Hodge, Executive Director of CARILEC, Mr. Gomes, CEO of ANGLEC, Steve Hodge, Network Operations Manager of ANGLEC, Ms. McKeag, a member of the TVET Council and staff of the Anglo Community College. Good morning. The Board of Governors, management and staff of the Anglo Community College. I'm delighted to establish this partnership with CARILEC and by extension our own Anglo Electricity Company, ANGLEC. We appreciate the trust and confidence CARILEC has placed in us to be the preferred institution to deliver this training to our linesmen. We hasten to assure CARILEC that we will do everything possible to honor our covenants and to establish a foundation for a long and mutually profitable partnership. Over the past few weeks, we have been signing MOUs with various international, regional, and local partners. This agreement today, like the one with the Department of Youth and Culture, goes to the heart of our mandate, that is, to be a community college in every sense of the word. We will be catering to the academic needs of Anguillians and residents, but we must respond to the technical and vocational and life skill needs of the community. And this agreement today is a practical demonstration of that mandate. We will be in a position to do a lot more for our partners and stakeholders as we eagerly await our transition to a new permanent campus in the next 18 months or so. So I want to congratulate and to thank all who have made this agreement possible today. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, I don't have such eloquently prepared remarks, but first I would like to acknowledge again the presence of everyone here. Janice, from, you know, we have quite a history of doing things together, and my old romping partners, David and Steve, and of course my... we have been associated in so many ways, and I think the last one was the most impactful upon me. He was also the chairman of ANGLEC when I was at the helm of ANGLEC as well. Just a little bit about CARILEC. We are an association of virtually all of the electric utilities in the Caribbean region, and we are really focused on improving or facilitating a world-class electricity service for the people of the region. And we work with utilities in any way we can to support them in this. I'm not going to go too much further on that other than saying that perhaps you can browse to our website www.carilec.org or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CARILEC Power. In this particular, you know, collaboration with the community college, we recognize that sustainable energy, and the region is recognizing that sustainable energy practices really is the way to go. Not specifically renewable energy, not specifically any specific type of energy, but just sustainable energy. Energy practices that will allow our children and grandchildren to enjoy the planet and enjoy the economy that will hopefully flourish on the base of a good energy sector, a vibrant energy sector. So in that regard, we recognize that capacity building is an important tenet of a secure energy infrastructure. Our linesmen have to be able to work at world-class standards and improve efficiency so that the industry as a whole will become more efficient. Now, within the focus of capacity building, we recognize that there are things that we can do to improve sustainability in capacity building in itself. And that means that as a region, we don't have to look towards North America, we don't have to look towards Europe in terms of being able to develop programs and improve upon programs when we do have local institutions that are much better placed to be able to do that. The communication channel is much closer. There are no cultural barriers. And there are so many positive things when we look at the aspect of developing our own homegrown institutions to be able to support us. So I think it's the analogy, teach a man to fish, it goes a little bit beyond that. We are now transcended that, and now we are teaching the man to build a fishing boat because we realize that there is sustainability as well in capacity building. So we are very proud to be part of this and part of the Anguillian community working together with them. Thanks.
Good morning, fellow colleagues. certainly I've had a great working relationship on behalf of the TVET Council with you all. And we would just like to show our support and endorsement of this program, particularly towards the building of our own personnel. It ties in very well with some of the long-term goals and strategic plans of the TVET Council, where we're actually currently looking at establishing standards for electricians. So I think it'll dovetail nicely for our future students.